Question 5. How quickly are the natural attractions developing? At Devil's Bridge, there are no data with which to definitively assess the age of waterfall formation or the rates of pothole formation and waterfall retreat. However, limited data from other settings worldwide reveal that waterfall retreat rates in relatively weak rocks may range from centimetres to a few metres a year, but the long-term average retreat rates in more resistant rocks commonly tend to be less than a few millimetres a year. Let's think about those numbers for a moment. With an average retreat rate of 1 centimetre every year, it would take a waterfall around 1,000 years to retreat just 10 metres. And with a rate of just 1 millimetre every year, it would take 10,000 years to retreat 10 metres. As we shall hear at other stops on this audio trail, modern observations and historical evidence for little significant change to the waterfalls, even during major floods, suggest that the rate of any change is probably towards the lower end of this range, perhaps just a few millimetres a year. Given these likely slow rates, do you think that any changes would be detectable on a human timescale?
Question 6. How will the natural attractions be affected by future climate change? The waterfalls, potholes, gorges and valleys that characterise the Devil's Bridge landscape have gradually developed over long periods of time, during which the major climate changes have repeatedly occurred, most notably the onset and ending of ice ages. The long-term persistence of these dominantly bedrock landforms, despite major climatic upheavals, suggests that they have a high degree of resilience to climate change. Even in the current era of rapid global climatic change, when there is increasing concern both within the UK and farther afield over rapid, possibly detrimental changes to the landscape that may result from warmer global temperatures and rising sea levels, the landforms at Devil's Bridge will continue to persist. Projected future climatic changes, such as greater extremes of floods and droughts, however, may influence the volumes of water cascading over the falls, so the wider landscape may still be impacted. In particular, what do you think the implications of possible increases and decreases in flow volumes might be for the plants and animals living within the rivers and their gorges and valleys? The next two questions are best appreciated by descending the trail until you reach the gazebo and have a view of the falls and the Havard Hotel.